This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Removing the dams from the Snake River will have little, if any, impact on the survival rate of the Chinook salmon, according to a new study. David Welsh, president of Kintama Research in British Columbia, says dams aren't the Chinook's real problem.
Here in British Columbia, where I live, the Fraser River is the second largest river on the west coast of North America. There's no dams, and this year, unfortunately, we have had historic low returns. They've been grinding down for decades, and they're actually down now to the lowest returns on record in over 100 years.
So I ask Welsh, if the dams aren't the problem, why are the Chinook in crisis?
There's still room for debate, but I think the needle has swung to most folks accepting that the majority of the problems, the survival problems, are happening in the ocean.
And Welsh says he's never really argued against freshwater travel being the problem for Chinook until recently.
You know, it makes sense, and all of us that are conservationists, you know, hunters or fishermen, you know, are taught that from an early age. But where the challenge comes is that the big drivers are happening in the ocean, not so much in freshwater. And we may be getting some kind of distorted policy decisions because of that lack of appreciation of what's happening in the ocean.
Tune in tomorrow for more on why breaching dams won't save the salmon.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.